Hey, so today is Daf Tzadi Test, right? Today's Daf Kuf. We're on Tzadi Test on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last line.
So the last line. So the Gemara, it's quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that a Gid Anasha, which was Nizbashel, a Gid Anasha which was cooked together with other Gidim, so if you recognize the Gid Anasha, that it's in there, and you remove it, then you had the whole thing with Tom that we discussed. But the Mishnah said, if you didn't recognize which is the Gid Anasha, you don't know what's in it, it's in that pile. It says that everything is all of them are usser, and with the sauce you have this whole thing of no same time. But the Gemara says, wait a second, Gemara asks a simple question. What's the problem? Why don't you say Libatil Baruba? Let's just say we have Bitl Barov. Why? It's Yavish B'Yavish, it's two dry items. You know what? The idea is with Yavish B'Yavish, Mim B'Mino, it's Libatil Barov. Right? Just think about it, that's three pieces of hot dogs that get mixed up together. You have Bitl Barov. What's the problem? Right? The whole machlokas would be whether you can eat everything, but it's Bitl Barov. So Gemara says, no, Ber Yashani. This concept of a beria. A beria was like a significant, important piece, like a complete, significant, important piece, and that is different. Rashi says, Tosos points out, but what is a beria? So there are different couple criteria to what a beria is. It has to be complete. It has to be something that was considered a beria from the time it was created. It has to be something that was usser from the time that it was created. For example, some of the Balik said, you have a shor niskal. A shor niskal, we have a gemara that says shor niskal is batel. I mean, that's more chassav and more substantive piece than a yerech. But the shor niskal wasn't usser from the time that it was created, because it only became usser when it had the maisa. So that's a ber yashani, and therefore we're going to view this yerech that fell into the other yerachim with the Gid Anasha to be considered a beria, and as a beria, it's not batel. Tosfos points out, bless you, ber yashani, vafilu be'elef lo batel, even in 1,000, which means it's not batel at all. Right, Tosfos says, vafilu be'elef lo batel, v'chein, and similarly, chati charu'i l'schabe. We'll see in a moment another question, we're going to answer that, an idea that chati charu'i l'schabe, which is a very significant piece that you would use to serve to guests, also doesn't have bitel. Right, but the Gemara points out, the Tosos points out, it's very, at least like three, four lines of Tosos, it's packed. He says, V'davar she'enu lo beria, something that's not a beria, v'lo chasi kati charu l'ischabed, it's not a piece that you're supposed to use, that you would use to be mechavid people, that's batel barov, that becomes batel barov. Again, we're dealing with the yavish b'yavish, min b'mino, two dry items in its own thing, min b'mino, again, to think about three pieces of hot dogs that got mixed together, right? Afilo issa d'rabbanan leka. So if you have these put together, Tosfos says there's even no issa d'rabbanan, meaning it's complete bittul. I have these three pieces, they're bittul. Right? But Tosfos then points out, but Tosfos then says, shemil echad gavra havi aser. Maybe these three pieces, one person shouldn't eat all of them. Because one of them. So that's a major, major machlokas we show on him that lie up all over the place, and then that machlokas goes straight into the Shulchan Aruch. What do you do with these? What can you do with these three pieces? To not be somich on bittol, there's a pisket chuva that points out, if you're not somich on bittol, you want to be machmer about bittol, you're not pikoros, basically. Shema that made, you're not pikoros, because that's the idea of bittol. But what do you do with these three pieces? So the Rosh has a sheet, the Rosh says, it's bittol. Once you have bittol, it's as if kamisha eno, as if that piece is not there, the entire group becomes mutter. One person can eat all three in one sitting. Then you have the Rashba who says, similar to this Tosos, that maybe one person shouldn't eat it. Or maybe you can eat it, one person can eat it, but shouldn't eat it in one sitting. Because then at least, if you're not eating it in one sitting, each time you eat it, you can say, called the parish, meruba parish. You can say that each one can potentially pee. Then you have those who bring down that say, no, you can't eat, but one person can eat all three. And then you have those who say, even Machman says, no, it's batel, but what you have to do, symbolically, is you have to throw away one. Those are all the shitos, but where's the... I just want to read it in Shulchan Aruch.
Doesn't the gid lose its status as beria if it's chopped up?
It's not. It's in the yerech.
I thought it was in a pot with other
yerachim. Don't cook the gid in Asha. You don't kick a nerve. You're cooking the whole thigh.
I thought it was with other simians.
Other thighs.
Other
I don't think so.
Or sinews, it says.
I don't think so.
You can't recognize it.
Yeah, but you cook it with the piece. So Shulchan Aruch writes, in Simon Kuftes, he says, Chaticha she'ena ru'i l'schabed, she'nes arev v'acheros, so it's a piece, it's not a berry, it's not ru'i l'schabed, min b'mino, yavish b'yavish, chad b'trei bottle, one and two is bottle, mutal echol adam achas, kol achas b'tnei atzma. He says, each one person can eat it, but only, not together, only at separate times, avalo yochol shlosh tam yachad, but you can't eat them all together. Then he says, "V'yesh misa osul la'achlam adam echad echad la'ochal adam echad echad." There's those who say one person shouldn't eat it. And then he says, "The Rama says shikhein nol lechatchila." He says, "Some are machmir to throw one away." So all those shitas are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "V'chein chasicha shel nevela." Right. Mishnah also mentioned if it's a piece of nevela or it's a big piece of fish that was cooked together with other pieces. Again, so now I have min b'mino, right, yavesh b'yavesh. So the Gemara says, v'ti batal beruva, let it be batal berov. So the Gemara says, wait, let's figure out. Ha nicha lamanda amar kol shedak limano shaninu. El lamanda amar et shedak limano shaninu ma'ik lamemar. So there's a machlokas, in Orla, throughout, about what does not become batal. You have things that are always counted individually, and you have things that are sometimes counted, but oftentimes are also just they're sold in a group or by estimation. So kol shedarko limonos, right? Darko limonos means sometimes you count it because of its chashivus. Then if we say kol shedarko limonos, then these yirachim, I guess, sometimes are counted individually, and therefore, since they're sometimes counted individually, they are considered a very chashiv, and there's no bittul. But according to the one who says that Eshedar Kalimos, when the Mishnah there says that there's no bittul, that's only things that are always counted individually. They're never sold as a group, never sold as an estimation. Then those things are not bittul. But the Yerachim are not those. They're only sometimes counted. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kol Shedar Kalimano Shaninu, V'maseches Orla, Gabi Chavili Tilson, the low bittul, these things that aren't bittul. Hanami pa'amim shenimnis. Sometimes they're counted. The adam aso limnos chatichos leminyan orchim shaziman. Sometimes you want to count by a specific amount for the, you want to give exact amount for the guests that are coming. El lemandam or esher darko, meaning miyuchad leminyanhu. Things that are specifically always counted. The lo batil, yon tavim, like spices, I guess. Al davar ha'aso limnotein be'umad, but some things that you give with an estimation, or I would say that you used to do it by pound as opposed by each piece. Even though sometimes you do count it, individually, amaylo batla. Why don't we have bittul over here by this piece of meat? So the Gemara gives another rule. Shani chaticha. So right, this piece of meat, this big piece of nevela, hoil uruuya lischabed ba lifnei orchim. It's something that you're going to use for guests. So since it's going to be used for guests, then it's very considered davar chashuv. And it's not batal, even Be'elef, as Tosfos pointed out. So what is considered chaticha ru'i l'schabe? Does it have to be cooked? Does it be something that is going to be used? Like what about a raw piece of, chunk? It's not going to give to a guest, but you're going to cook it and give it to the guests. So what's considered chaticha ru'i l'schabe? Machlokas. Okay, so just in case you weren't sure, it's a machlokas. Now the Gemara asks, okay, why do I need, the Mishnah need to mention both a case of beria and a case of chaticha ru'i l'schabe? Utsricha, I need both cases. And I think it's simple, because they're two different halachos. One's beria, one's chaticha ru'i l'schabe. If I didn't write one, I wouldn't have known the other. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. So I'm not sure what the havamina is to figure out why you need a tsrichusa here. As the Gemara says, utsricha, the ashram eating gid, had just mentioned the case of the gid anasha, that's mishum de beria. That's a complete thing, and therefore it has chashivas. Aval chaticha, but maybe a piece of nevela, right? We would say that's not a beria, amalo. Okay, yeah, but it's chaticha ru'i l'schabe. Okay. And if you just mentioned the case of a nice piece of chaticha ru'i l'schabe, ho will ru'i l'schabe both nei orchim. Aval gid, which is not something you're going to serve the orchim, you don't serve sinews and ligaments to the orchim, amalo, maybe I would say that you don't. It doesn't have the halacha of not being mevutal. Tzricha, therefore I need both. Again, I don't know, they're different dinim, so I'm not sure what the issue is.
What?
A piece, it's cut in half.
Oh, it's cut in half.
Yeah.
By the way, according to this, hot dogs, which is the example that we always use in shear, is not correct.
Why?
It's eight, not sold as an individual, unless you're buying it.
So therefore, it's not royal eschabed.
But it is. But it is on the other hand chashav.
Why is it chashav? If it's, what if it's cut in pieces? Cut in pieces. Three pieces. Three pieces.
Examples. You have three hot dogs.
No, I always give pay three pieces of hot dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Three pieces of meat. Three little squares, cubes, whatever it is. Whatever the case needs to be, it is. It's not Rabbi Lizchabed, it's not a barrier. Okay. Doris Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So Rabba Bar Chana made the following drasha. Chaticha shel nevela. You have a piece of nevela. Vish shel dog tame. Or a piece of a dog tame. Right? And these are chaticha. Rashi points out these are not Rabbi Lizchabed. Right? Eina osteres. It doesn't asu the mixture. Yes, it fell into it with other, into a pot filled with other things. Doesn't make the whole pot usher. Ad shetitein ta'am birotev ubekifa ubechatichos. So what counts? We saw the seed previously. What counts as the power to nullify the iser piece that came in? It have to count against the sauce, against the gravy, the sauce, and other pieces of meat. So you can combine everything in the pot. So if there's gravy and other things in there now we have mimish enu mino, and it's lach and yavesh. So you can combine everything that's in the pot to nullify. So if everything combined is 60 times more than the one thing that fell in, you can make it, you can be mevatel it. Right, Rashi says, chaticha shel nevela umakira, and you recognize it. What does that mean, you can recognize it? I'm not sure. Chaticha shel nevela umakira, that you recognize it, and therefore what?
Maybe it had a shape.
No, because if you recognize it, you have to take it out.
Exactly.
Right. It's not a, so if you recognize it, you have to take it out. So you take it out, and now you have the problem. Now you have the problem
of the time.
Of, yeah, how do you measure the time? You measure the time against everything that's in the pot. Right, Rashi says, Eino seris b'fletasov, with what comes out of it, at sheyeba kedeli tein tam, until it gives time into the rotev, the kif, and the chatichos. So apparently, Rav did not like this psak. Because immediately, Oki Rav Amora Le Vidoros. Rav gets his Talmud, his megaphone. In those days, he had somebody with a loud voice would speak. Oki Rav Amora Le Vidoros. And he made a drasha, and he says, no. Kevon shenosam tam v'chaticha, once the usher piece of meat gave tam into another piece of meat, then chaticha atzma nasis nevela, then that piece becomes a nevela. Which people in the Yoruba world know as chanan. Chatichas nasa nevela. How does that work? That means if I have a piece of meat that gets infused with an usher taste, which means now that it wasn't batal, it wasn't vatlet, so now it's infused with the non-kosher. How do we view that piece of meat? If you say chatichas nasa nevela, now you have that entire piece of meat is considered a piece of nevela.
Right.
As opposed, if you don't say chatichas nasa nevela, you only say the amount that was absorbed is not kosher. Nafkamina being, what do you need now to mevatel that piece of meat? If you say chaticha nasa nevela, that entire piece of meat is now nevela. You need shishim against the entire piece of meat. If you say not chaticha nasa nevela, then only what got taken in is usher. You don't need shishim connected that. And now there's this major machlokas rishonim as to whether you say chaticha nasa nevela throughout all cases of yoredeya or only by basar b'chalav. Right, there's a Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tosos quotes it here, it's a huge Tosos, the Rabbeinu Ephraim says that Chaticha Nasa Nevela only applies by Basar B'Chalav. Well, then he has a problem with this Gemara, because this Gemara is not talking about Basar B'Chalav, so the Tosos tries to spend the whole time trying to explain that. He has other Gemaras, which uses as support, and the other Shita says that Chaticha Nasa Nevela doesn't only apply by Basar B'Chalav, has kashas from other Gemaras, but again, we're just pointing out the Machlokas. So, what he says here, Rav, is that once the one piece, let's read Rashi. Rashi says, "Oki Rav Amora Le, Hemi Miturgam Alefanov Literal Shlashmila Rabim Shlo Yilimdu Me Rabba Baruchana." He got up, he made a pakshvil, he made a pronouncement not to hold by what Rabba Baruchana said, because he says, "Kevin Shenlasan Tam Bechaticha." Right, Acha Shahaita Bitzida Tamid. The non-kosher piece of meat gave time into one of the kosher pieces of meats. Ocean is bashut chila ima kodem shitin shar chatichos b'keteira, or was cooked with this one piece of meat before they both fell into the pot with everything. V'lo hayeb ezol shishim b'isser, so they didn't have 60 against the isser. V'nasan an avela tam v'yachakach nasan shar chatichos b'keteira. So this one piece became, I mean, he's changing the case a little bit. So this one piece of meat became usser, and then they all fell into the pot. Chatichos zo shekibot tam an avela nasas an avela atzma, it becomes an avela. The oseres kol hachatichos kulam b'nei shehen mina. And then it asers all the other pieces of meat because it's min b'shemino. So Gemara says, wait a second. You're talking about tam, and then you're talking about not being batel because it's min shebimino. Who's the Tana who holds that min shebimino is not batel? That's Rabbi Yehuda. And if you're on the sheet, you're saying min b'mino inu batel, why are you concerning us with tam? Min shebimino is not batel, there is no tam by min b'mino. It's min b'mino. So too much what the Gemara asks. So Amalei Rasafu Avaye Michtei. Let's figure this out. Rav, come on, Amalei Shmaite. Who did Rav say his sheet in accordance with? With Rav Yehuda. The Amar Min B'Mino Lo Batel. Right? Rashi says Rav the Amar B'Nei Shem Mina Keman Amra. Meaning he says that the problem is that it's the same min. Who's he holding like? He's holding like Rav Yehuda. If he holds like Rav Yehuda, Rav Safra says to Avaye, so my ira came not some time. Why did Rav give the whole thing, but the chaticha becomes a nevela, because the tam went into the piece, and now the piece becomes a nevela, and who cares? Afilu kilo nasan tam nami. Even if he didn't give tam, it would be usur. Why? Because what's the case that Rav said? The case Rav said was you had a piece of meat that was not kosher, fell into another mixture of pieces of meat. That's min b'mino. Lo batel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? He goes whole thing out with the dam of the sayer, dam of the par. He says you need a clash in order for something to be usser. There's no clash of taste, then there's no bittel. So what's the case over here? So Amar Lei, Rashi says, Afilu lonas natam, the second to last Rashi, Bichaticha b'shevetzida lo batel nami, hanavela gufa minayi v'lo batel, v'tela. Okay, as you said. So Amar Lei, Hachav ma'iskinan, what are we dealing with over here? B'shekadam v'silko. He went and he removed it. So what's going on now? So now there is no piece of meat in the pot. So right, Rashi says, "Kodem shasalku liiser, the salak wrote kodem sheitin acheros b'kedera." He took out the piece of meat and its sauce before he put the other things in the kedera. Hilkach nasan tam b'rishona. So the only thing I'm concerned with was how much tam it gave into the first piece of meat. I have a non-kosher piece of meat. It transferred something to a second piece of meat. Removed the first piece of meat. Only the second piece of meat is now in the pot. Right? That second piece of meat, now we're concerned, does it asser the rest of the pot? It will only asser the rest of the pot if there was tam transferred from the first piece of meat to the second piece of meat. And then that became a piece of nevela. So it's right, consider back in Rashi. Right? Hilkach, nasna tam rishona, if it gave tam to the first one, which is the second piece of meat in our example, Harezu Choseres for Osrosan. That can go back and asser everything else in the pot. Because it got tam, now it became a piece of nevela, and therefore it assers everything else because of mimbimino.
Only 1 to 60, doesn't it?
No, because it'll be mimbimino. Right? No, it has to get tam from the first one. It has to get tam from the first one in order for it to be considered a piece of nevela. And now, once it's considered a piece of nevela, I guess then it would be usher in the pot. But it has to have tam in order to become a piece of nevela. Right, v'ilah b'may mitusi. Right, v'mashmi'in and v'chasicha na'atzma nas nevela osur chavrusei v'plita kletasad. Therefore, it has to becomes a piece of nevela. I think that's how it works. Right, he says, he took out the piece of isser from the pot right after it gave tam to the other one. Right, before it got mixed with all the other pieces. So if it gave the second piece of meat tam initially, then it becomes a chaticha nevela, and then it ashers everything else inside because it's mimbimino. But only if it got the tam from the first one to become a piece of nevela. Okay, that's answer number one. But it's weird. I mean, I don't know why Rob got up and he gave this announcement. You know, maybe that's not the case that Rabbi Bar Chana was talking about. The whole thing this came about, that Rob made this whole pronouncement, no, don't listen to Rabbi Bar Chana. And they came, oh, the case is a specific case where he's masalikid. But that's not what Rabbi Bar Chana said. And Rabbi Bar Chana said, it's a case of nevela of a dog tom, nevela, a piece of nevela, it's not usher until it gives tom. I don't know. But, okay.
Let's be cooked together for a while. How does that work?
Whatever the rules are, whether it's shiomar.
Two pieces are passed and cooked for whatever.
Yeah, to transfer the tom. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, don't worry, this is different. Afilu tema lo kadam vasilko. We can be talking about a case even if you didn't remove the isher piece before the second piece fell into the pot with other pieces. No, it's all cooked together. But here, it's not a clear-cut case of mimbimino. Mimbimino is two pieces of like items. That's it. Here we have mimbimino and v'she'enomino. because I have the pieces of meat, the non-kosher piece of meat, the kosher pieces of meat, but I also have sauce and all these other things that are inside the pot. So it's considered min bimino against min bimino visha eno mino. Right? It's one against two, I guess. Right? Have as Gemara points out, have a min bimino vidover acher and something else. And every case of kol min bimino vidover acher, anytime we have this situation of min bimino and anything else, salik as mino kumish eno. We view the mino as if it's not there. V'she'eno mino rava lavim vatlo. Basically, what happens is I have a piece of meat, a non-kosher piece of meat, and a kosher piece of meat, and the sauce. It's min bimino v'she'eno mino. I take the mino, which is a kosher piece of meat, and I X it out. It's not considered not there. So then it becomes the min b'she'eno mino, and you have to go according to Tom, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why here he has to have worried about Tom. He's worried about taste. Look at Rashi. He says, "Bechol min v'mino v'davar acher." He goes, "Tav v'rotev mino de heter einu mavatel iser." The min of heter does not cancel out the iser. V'lo mosifo, and it doesn't add to it either. Right? Ella salkehu kamisha einu b'kaderizo. It's removed as if it's not in the pot. V'nisharu hanivela v'harotev. So what's left over is a non-kosher piece of meat and the sauce. And if there's enough time, then the rotev can cancel out the nevela. Hilkach, therefore, nasnan tam barishona tchila, if it gave tam to the first piece of meat, ba'od shelo rava harotev alea, prior to the time that the rotev got 60, right? The acharkach nasan mayim v'kipa v'chaticha t'tofa v'chaticha. Basically, what it ends up being, the case is, where if the usher piece of meat transferred taste into the mutter piece of meat, and now you have the other piece of meat, also nevela, so basically you have to do shishim against both pieces of meat, not just against the original piece of meat. It's not considered min bimino because, it's not considered a case of min bimino, because if it was min bimino, you don't care about it. Right. It's not batal. So I think that's what's going on here. Right? He says, so I guess what you have to do over here is you're removing the pieces of heter as if it's not in the pot. The rotev of the heter is vatel the iser piece. So that's why. So again, that's why Rava says that you put the chaticha the iser tam. Right, so the concern about the tam is, by reading concern about the tam is now we have, it's not like Rabbi Baruch Hanna is wrong. It's just like Rabbi Baruch Hanna is wrong in saying that you only have to calculate it against the initial piece of meat. What Rabbi has come to say, you have to calculate it against both pieces of meat, because the tam was transferred from the extra piece of meat into one of the mutter pieces of meat, then the sauce added in, so now you have these two pieces of meat, and they have to, so I don't know why, it's not... there was no same time, then you have to revival against the 50 pieces of meat. Whatever the amount is. We said this is not a case of salko. Shalo kadam vasilko is our case. Afilo tema shalo kadam vasilko.
You're saying we ignore the kosher, the light pieces, and only count the lot like.
If you have min bimino vish eno mino, you take out the non kosher as if it's not there, and you only calculate against calculate the rotev against.
You remove the like.
You don't. It's not removed physically. It's halachically not considered part. The piece of the mino is halachically considered not there, and therefore you don't have a case of min bimino. So you don't say it's not batal, but you have to. You can go now and go with tam. But that tam has to be sufficient to assert to nullify everything that's in the pot. If there was a transfer of taste from non kosher to kosher, that kosher becomes non kosher. The tam has to nullify that as well. Okay, back to Gilan Asher. Well, don't worry. We'll get back to the Yordaya, to the Bittel stuff soon enough. So Gilan Asher, the Mishnah says, noeg v'tahora. It's knowing with a non-kosher animal. It's knowing with a kosher animal. The eino noeg v'tehemeya, but it's not knowing by a non-kosher animal. Meaning, if I ate the Gilan Asher of a non-kosher animal, I'm not going to violate eating Gilan Asher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ach B'temeya, it's even not violate, even if you eat it, the Gilan Asher from a non-kosher animal. Right, Rashi points out, the Eino Nogu V'hema, Shem Achal Gilan Asher Shal Temeya, if you ate the gidanasha of a non-kosher animal, Lemanda Amar Yesh Begidim No Saint Tam, according to the Mandam who says that Gidim actually have a taste, meaning Gidim is a piece of meat, then you get Loke Mishum Tmeya Velo Mishum Gid. You get Malkus for eating a non-kosher animal, not necessarily because of Gidim, not because of Gidim Asha. Lemanda Amar Ain Tam Begidim, and if you say that there is no Tam, meaning Gidim is just a piece of wood, then Poter Mikulam, you don't get any Malkus. You don't get for eating non-kosher meat, because you didn't eat non-kosher meat, you ate a piece of wood, and you don't get malchus for eating gidanasha, because it was gidanasha from a non-kosher animal, which it doesn't apply, according to the Tanakhama. Right? Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says it's no way even by Behema Temeya. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove to you that it's even no way by a non-kosher animal. Mati, you'll have a field day with this. V'halo b'nei Yaakov, Bnei Yaakov, the 12 Shvatim, the children, the actual children of Yaakov, Nesar Gidon Asher. They were not allowed to eat the Gidon Asher because the Pasuk says in the story, Al Kein Lo Yochel Bnei Yisrael Sar Gidon Asher Yomazeh. So they're not allowed to eat Gidon Asher. Adayin Behema Tameh Muteris Lehen. Yet, there was no rule of them not eating a camel, right? Behema Tameh doesn't say anywhere for them that they're not allowed, they kept the whole Torah. Maybe they were. Okay, maybe they were. They kept the whole Torah, but they didn't have to keep the whole Torah.
But,
So Rabbi Yehuda says, Bnei Yaakov were usher to eat the Gidanasha. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that even though they were allowed to eat non-kosher animals, they still were not allowed to eat the Gidanasha, which proves that to eat the Gidanasha from a non-kosher animal, it's usher. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's what he's saying. Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo Bnei Yaakov neser Gidanasha, adayin behema tumeir muteris lahem, and yet the Gidanasha is usher. So Amrulo, so the Chum said back to him, nah, you got your chronology wrong. Amrulo, the Chacham said back to them, Abesinai Nemar El Shenichtov Im Kombo. Nah, the Isser of Gidanasha wasn't written at the time and wasn't incumbent upon Bnei Yaakov at that time. It only became Asr when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah in Har Sinai. The reason then was placed back into the Pasuk earlier. Moshe then writes in the Pasuk, the reason why in Har Sinai Hashem told us not to eat Gidanasha is because way back when our forefather Yaakov had to fight with the Malach. But it's not that the Isser was at the time of Yaakov. The Isser was much later. So therefore you can't prove to me, Rabbi Yehuda, that Gidanasha is Usser by a non-kosher animal because they weren't allowed to eat non-kosher animals but not the Gidanasha. There was no Isser on the Gidanasha until the Torah was given. Rashi says, Amrulo, Pasuk Zeshe, Hizir Allah, B'Sinai Ne'amar. This Pasuk that said you're not allowed to eat the Gidanasha was only said after Har Sinai. The Atsinai Lo, who's Haru? There was no commandment not to eat the Gidanasha until the Torah was given. Elo Shenichta B'Komo. Le'achar Shene'amar B'Sinai. After the Isra was told by us in Har Sinai, V'Kasiv V'Sidir Moshe Satorah, and only then or later on when Moshe put the Torah together, so Kasiv HaMikra Hazeh Ala Maisa. He put the Pasuk back into the story. Al-Kain Huzub Nesul Achar Kain Shalom Yochlub Gid. But only the Isra only takes effect from the time of Har Sinai. Therefore, they weren't Nesar in the Gidanasha. Therefore, you have no proof. Okay.
I think it is the only mitzvah that appears before Har Sinai.
Bris Mila.
Say, Yom HaShem.
Bris Mila.
Purvu.
Hashem says it. It says clearly, Hashem says, whereas with Gidanasha, it doesn't say Hashem said you shouldn't do it. It says, and that's why we.
Okay,
do it.
So you're saying it's even a proof. Okay, yeah. Very good. Okay, fine. So the problem is now, what happens is according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you're not allowed to eat the Gidanasha from a non-kosher animal, and if you did, you would be chayiv twice for not eating the non-kosher and for not eating the gid. But that becomes Isser Chal Isser. Right, you have two Isurim on the same thing. We hold, right, Rabbi Yehuda, Isser Chal Isser. There's Rabbi Yehuda saying that Isser Chal Isser, Rashi says, Tikasaka Daitach Mishum Tumo Umishum Gim Chayavle. He's chayav before eating a non-kosher animal and for eating the Gidanasha. But Tanya, I'm going to bring a proof that he doesn't hold of Isser Chal Isser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yachol Tehe Nivlas Of Tame Metame Bog Gadim Beisablia. A kosher bird that became an nevela is metameyu, but it's only metameyu in your throat when you swallow it. That only applies to a kosher bird. The nevela of a non-kosher bird does not give you tumah if when you swallow it. Rabbi Yehuda says you might have thought that the nevela of a non-kosher bird should also be metame you. Why? Because you would think it would. Talmud Lomar, therefore you learn from the pasuk nevela utrefa lo yochal letamah ba. Misha isuro mishum bal tochal nevela yotzezeh she'eni isuro mishum bal tochal nevela el mishum bal tochal temeya. The only, from the pasuk he learns out what type of bird is metame you. The only the bird that is usher for you because of it's a nevela, but the bird is usher to you because it's a tumeya, because it's non kosher. That does not make you come tame. But if Rabbi Yehuda holds isher chal isher, say that you have the isher tumeya and an isher nevela. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply the isher nevela on top of the isher tumeya, meaning he doesn't hold isher chal isher. If he doesn't hold Isser Chal Isser, why are you going to get Malkos in the case of eating the Gina Nasha of a non-kosher animal? You should only be getting one, not two. So V'chi Tema, so maybe you'll say, you're right. You only get one Malkos. V'chi Tema, Kasabar Ein B'Gidim B'No Sein Tam. Maybe he holds that Gidim don't give part, they're not a piece of meat, they don't give Tam Basar, and therefore, they're only considered a piece of bark, and therefore, if you eat the Gina Nasha of a non-kosher animal, you only get one set of makos. So you get the set of makos for eating the gid, but not for eating a non-kosher animal. It's like eating a piece of wood. So he says, it can't be. But he says, V'chi teima kasavar ein begid benos in tam, utimeya nami iser gid ika, utimeya nami iser gid ika iser tumaleka, which we just said, maybe even by a non-kosher animal, the only thing that you would be violating would be eating the gid, but you're not be eating a non-kosher animal because the gid is not considered a part, an edible piece of the animal. No, it can't be. The Sava Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Megidim No Sein Tam, it can't be. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold, Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds, Yesh Megidim No Sein Tam. I'm sorry. See, he said, you're saying now that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that Gidim are not considered, are considered a piece of bark, and they can't they can't give off flavor. But it can't be. You really think that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gidim don't give over a flavor? Vatanya, the following brisa, ha'ochel gidon nasha shavahim etmeya. If you eat the gidon nasha from a non-kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim. He's mechayev you too. He's mechayev you for eating the gidon nasha, and he's mechayev you for eating from a non-kosher animal. Obviously, it's not a piece of wood; it's a piece of flesh, and therefore you're chayev. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're poter. We're focusing on Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so how? And it's clear here that you're getting two. So how can? Why? What about ein isser chal isser? So he says, he holds Gidim, give off a flavor, they are a piece of flesh, right? And why? Kasavar noeg bishlio, to iser gid v'iser tuma b'hadei hadadei ka'asi. The reason why he doesn't have a problem with ein iser chal iser is because since he holds that the iser of Gidim Nasha applies even to the fetus, he's holding that the iser of the Gidim Nasha and the iser of Behema Temeya fall upon the animal things at the same time. If they fall upon at the same time, it's not Isser Chal Isser. It's two Isurim falling at the exact same time. Then I don't have a problem. That's why Yechayev both. So he says, wait a second. Umi Matzis Amris Noeg Bishlil. Who says that he holds it applies by the fetus? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah, I think just a few days ago, right? 11 days ago, on Peites. It says Noeg Bishlil. The Mishnah says there that Gidon Nasha is Noeg by a fetus. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't Noeg Bishlil. It's not known by Shliel. So how are you telling me here, oh, he holds it's known by Shliel? We have a favor, he says, it's not. So he says, no, it's different. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Noeg B'Shliel, V'chel B'Mutter, the Mutter, and the Chel B'Shliel's Mutter. He says, no, Hani Mili Legabe Tahora, the Rachmana Amma B'Behema Tochelu, Amma B'Tehema Tumeya Noeg. Now, when Yehuda says that Gidon Nasha is not Noeg by the fetus, that's only by a kosher fetus. By a non-kosher fetus, he would say that the Gidon Nasha does apply. Gidon Nasha applies to the non-kosher fetus. The Isser of Gidon Nasha and the Isser of non-kosher apply to his fetus at the same time. And therefore, it's not Ein Isser Chal Isser. The Gemara says, okay, we've seen this previously also. Who says that the Isserim fall on the animal at the exact same time? But Hatznan, we have the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah by the Nazir who becomes Tameh. Al Elu Tumas HaNazir Megaleach. These are the things. If the Nazir becomes Tamei, he uproots his Nazirus. He has to shave and start and do the whole process, start the process over again. Al Ameis, if he becomes Tamei on a Mace, Val Kazayis ben Ameis, if he becomes Tamei on a Kazayis ben Ameis. And we asked the kashulon akazayis of the mates megaleach al mates kulukol kosher kain. If he upsets his naziris for a kazayis of a mates kosher kain, he's going to be upset his naziris for a full mates. What's the difference between kazayis and a mates and a mates? And we answer over there the amar Rav Yochanan lo nitzucha ella lin nefel. They're talking about they become tame from a stillborn, right? Shelo niskashu evaru begidim, who have not yet had the gidin form, basically. So you see from here, Alma is a tumah kodim. You see, the possibility is that the gidim don't form at the same time that the fetus is formed. So the isra of behema tamea is first, and the gidim comes second. So again, it becomes a problem of ein isra chal isra. You said it's not ein isra chal isra because the gidim, everything happens at the same time. It doesn't happen at the same time. So the Gemara says, no, afal gav the isra tumah kodim, even though the isra of being non-kosher comes about before the gidim nasha is formed, so it theoretically should be an isr chal isr. He says, "Asi isr." This is an exception. "Asi isr gid chayla lei." The isr gid anasha is chal on the isr tameya. Shekain isuro no b'vnei Noach, because it has a much more machmir status. In that, the gid anasha is also usr to b'nei Noach. It was usr to the b'nei Yaakov, because Rabbi Yehuda was one who says it is usr to the b'nei Yaakov. It was the chamim who told him that it was written out in the wrong place. He says that since the Gid Anasha is also Chal B'nei Noach, it's a very Chamor Isser, the Chumrah of the Gid Anasha can then fall upon the Isser Tumeya, and therefore if you ate the Gid Anasha from a non-kosher animal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you get Malkos not only for eating the Gid Anasha, but also for eating the non-kosher animal. Dekanami, and we can prove that it's Meduyuk from the Mishnah as well. Dekatani, because the Mishnah says, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Halom ibn Yaakov Nesar Gid Anasha v'adayin v'hema tamei mutaris lahem. Rabbi Yehuda specifically states that the Gid Anasha was usher to Bnei Yaakov, which means over here that Bnei Yaakov are Bnei Noach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. They're not Jews according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're Bnei Noach, because if they're considered Jews already at the time, they don't have this whole lima they don't have. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're considered Bnei Noach, and it's still usher for them. So therefore, you see it's a very chomer isser, and that chomer isser can fall upon the isser of the non-kosher animal, and if you ate the gid anasha, assuming you hold yish begidim, but no same time, if you ate the non-kosher, we prove that Rehuda does, because you get double malchus, you can get malchus for both, even if you hold enis or chal isser, but here, isser would be chal and isser, because it's an isser chomer. Okay, we'll stop here by the gufa. Everyone have a good mechodesh.
All right.